the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. By the big noise, 7-2, joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rollicking edition of the Fade 5 podcast. And let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we always do at the top of every single episode. Plus money is top of mind, so plus one odds are greater. That is the requirement. Follow the rules, Lundy. What do you got?
Well, yesterday I was teasing you, Brad. I was talking about, you can't start doing baseball. It's opening day. F it. You can do baseball. Let's get on the plus bus. Give me Adolis Garcia to get two total bags today at home, taking on the Boston Red Sox. Garcia, you can pump this one at DK at a plus 145. This is an alt. The like normal one is like, will he get at least over a half a base? That's boring, y'all. Come on. We're going for two. Total bases here with Garcia. Part of the reason why taking on Tanner Houck of the Boston Red Sox, he's got a 571 lifetime against him, 4-for-7. Two of those four went over the wall. So all I need him to do is manage to grab a couple of total bases. I think this is a steal based on the matchup, based on the fact that Garcia's at home there at Texas. I think you put all of that together, this should be a nice payday for us. Yesterday, Aaron Wells, one swing, we're cashing a ticket. Adley Rutschman, one swing, we're cashing a ticket. You got to take advantage of some of these here early on. By the way, can I do an early bonus time real quick?
Yeah, bonus time, do it.
Miami gave up 6 stolen bases to the Pirates yesterday.
Wow.
6. There were 6 stolen bases by the Pirates yesterday in that game. It was freaking amazing. So I don't care whether you want to go look at FAM. I don't even care if you want to look at O'Neill Cruz. All of these dudes are plus odds, and I have a feeling that they're just going to keep trying to swipe bases between the two of them, because it's yet another pitching matchup of dudes that like to give up stolen bases based on last year's stats. So there's an early bonus time for you. Go find somebody to swipe a bag, because right now it is Oprah's favorite things between these two teams. Everybody gets a stolen base.
Yeah, go ahead and run the bases there. That's utterly ridiculous, and I'm going to have to get in on some of that action. I also lied, Lundy. I said I was going to wait betting on Major League Baseball to get, I don't know, a couple of weeks of a sample size under the belt. But yeah, screw it. Where's the fun in that? I'm going to follow Lundy, and I love betting the pitcher to record a win market. And I'm going to go with Luis Castillo of the Seattle Mariners. Take it on the artist formerly known as Oakland. I think they're called Sacramento, Las Vegas, or just the A's. I don't really give a crap of what they're called. They're just not that great. And Luis Castillo has got a pretty good history against them as well. He's at home up there at T-Mobile Park. So I think he's going to go probably at least 5 and a third, maybe 6 innings strong, plus 135 for him to get the victory and the run support in this one. Available at DK. Remember last season, really good 3.15 home ERA for Luis Castillo. And that was in 16 games started. He also won 7 of those 16 contests as well. 2.77 ERA in a pair of starts last year against the A's. And the A's, they lost last night 4-2 in game 1 on opening day. They were 4-9 straight up in Seattle last season. So put it all together, Luis Castillo survived 6, and hopefully your teammates got to knock in a couple of runs, give you support that you need. And get the dub plus 135 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's go ahead and get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go to the Sweet 16, night 2. And hopefully you stayed up for one of the better games in the NCAA tournament. That went to OT. For those of you west of the Continental Divide, you certainly watch it. For those of you on the right coast, you probably hit head to pillow and missed that action between Texas Tech and Arkansas. But we got more tonight, and it's a Friday, so you got no sticking excuse to go to bed early. In the Auburn-Michigan game, give me the under on Janiah Broome 18.5 points, a little bit heavier juice there to minus 120 at BetMGM. I think this number is just stinking too high. Why? Well, you look at Michigan over the course of the entire season, according to Haslam Metrics, number 33 in near proximity percentage defense at all of college basketball. They've been excellent in terms of overall D. Here over the last month, they're only giving up 45.2% inside the arc. Why? Well, they got a supreme rim protector. His name is Vladislav Golden, a long, girthy, thick dude who really, yeah, congratulations there, Vlad Golden. He's got a fiance, so congratulations to her as well. Look, I think Broome is going to be denied in this game. 18.5 points, a little bit too high. Only went for 14 against Alabama State. Faced another long drink of water last time out. And one of the best post defenders in the game, and Ryan Kalkbrenner, only put up a snowman 8 points. He may score 15 or 16, but I think he is going to tuck under this 18.5 points number, which he has done in four of his last six. So to recap, Auburn's Janiah Broome under 18.5 points tonight in the Sweet 16 against Michigan, minus 120 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, first of all, you're doing player props, which you know I can't do here. So, yeah. You know, asshole. But yeah, I think this number is a little bit too high. I think Michigan can hold him down a bit. I think it's close. I'll be honest. I think it's right in that range. I bet you he's 15, 16. So maybe he gets something extra to fall. But I think you're right. I think this is just a little bit too high.
Yeah, is it going to be a clean sweep on Janiah Broome? See what I did there? Under three straight NCAA tournament games. I say yes.
Number four.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with the standard line, one Lundy can actually bet on. And I am Joe Public, because everybody and the great-grandmother right now is on the Michigan State Spartans. And I say the Sparty Party continues to rage. Tap another keg and crank that music on high. If you want to grind on inanimate objects at 2 in the morning, be my guest. But I think they're going to cover the 3.5 against Ole Miss. And let me give you the reasons why. Michigan State, number 8 in Bartorik overall over the last 30 days. Yeah, they're only 223 in AMG offense, but here's the good news. They're shooting 35.1% from distance, and that was a major down sliding side of their game in the regular season. They were like around 28% for much of the year from distance. So definitely a stroke of the ball a little bit better from beyond the arc. A fantastic defensive team. Fashizo Maezo once again getting it done. Number 29 in EFGD. They're only giving up 23.4% along the perimeter. Fabulous on the glass as well. Number 8 in all of college basketball on defensive rebounding percentage in their last 9 games. And you look at Ole Miss. 181 EFG offense. 314 in EFG defense. They have overachieved compared to where the advanced metrics are. Credit to Chris Beard. He's one of the ultimate tacticians in the game. And you look as well, rebounding is a major problem for this team. Well north of 150 in defensive rebounding percentage and offensive rebounding percentage. And inside, Ole Miss, not exactly thwarting shots and denying them. 335 in 2-point percentage D, giving up 57.6%. So a guy like Jackson Kohler, Cooper, they may have a ball game tonight and really clean up on the glass and some of those quick baby hooks as well. So Michigan State, -3.5 is my play as only kicks the lights back on against Ole Miss. Minus 110 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fair to follow.
How come they can't figure out? I mean, I'm making a lot of noise. Couldn't there be like,
you're moving around. You're not a mannequin.
I don't get this. That's messed up. Quit shutting the damn. Anyway, I love this bet. I think Michigan State's going to roll. And frankly, I think it all comes down to the rebounding. Forget. I know you gave out a whole bunch of reasons and stats and all that. I believe Michigan State is going to absolutely dominate the glass in this game over Ole Miss, and that is what is going to be the difference. I could see the Spartans getting some second chances that wind up costing Ole Miss this game. I believe this is all about rebounding tonight, and Michigan State is the better rebounding team. I think they cover the 3.5 easily.
All right, like the color of Lundy's shirt, the Spartans, they better be the color of money.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. I know the unders have been hitting like crazy here, gangbusters throughout the entire NCAA tournament, but let's clack it a clack and roll the dice, and I'm going to live in a land down under on Houston-Purdue. I believe the last game on the slate tonight. That number 132 right now at Caesars at a minus 110 juice. This is the definition of low possession game based on the style of play of both these teams. So we give the evidence to back it up. Purdue over their last month, number 314 adjusted tempo. Houston, number 323 in adjusted tempo nationally. So these two teams are going to bleed the shot clock. That's what they typically do. Purdue, a more efficient offensive team by a four stretch, number 50 in EFG offense. Houston struggles to score the rock inside. Primarily, that is the area weakness defensively for PU, but Purdue has done an excellent job defending the perimeter. Only give them up 32.6% in their last nine games. Houston shooting 38.4%. Thank you, LJ Cryer, from distance over their last nine games. And we know the defensive chops that Kelvin Sampson's squad has. They are number 29 in effective field goal percentage defense over their last nine games, giving up 47.7% from two, 27.5% from three. True story, I texted my buddy Robbie Hummel last night, and I asked him directly, hey, what are the two keys in this game for your Purdue Boilermakers? He goes, it's simple. Don't turn the ball over and rebound. Period, end of story. If they do those two areas and they check, or at least compete in those two areas, Purdue has got more than a puncher's chance to win this game outright. But this game is going to be the epitome of a slog. I think it's going to be lucky to get out of the mid-60s. So I'm going to live in a land down under on Houston and Purdue. 132 minus 110 at Caesars. Lundy, fade or follow?
I don't have a whole lot to add, brother, other than the fact that I am going to follow. I think this is going to be super slowed down game. And yeah, I think compared to, for example, how we started last night with BYU,
Bama. They're still scoring.
Yeah, they're still scoring in that one. But what did you and I say on the podcast on Wednesday? First team to 100 was going to win.
Yeah.
And it happened. So, you know, they're draining threes. I mean, this game is going to be the polar opposite of that, in my opinion. So it's like after the excitement that happened to get things started yesterday, and then, of course, the overtime that happened last night, this game, which is the late night tip of the four games tonight, I think is going to be it might help you fall asleep. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, it's what we call the antithesis of what we saw against Alabama and BYU. You want the antithesis of winning wagers? Well, go to thegamingjuice.com right now and check out all of our free and public action. I'm barely below water here in the Sweet 16, so hopefully it's going to be a profitable night. A bit of a roller coaster ride. Again, I'm still looking at my wounds from round two of the NCAA tournament. I've had a hell of a year betting college basketball, but I'm giving some units back to the gambling gods here in this college basketball postseason. I've got some articles up previewing some Sweet 16 matchups tonight. I'm going to have another one up previewing the Duke and Alabama game either late tonight or early on Saturday morning. Lundy's always free and transparent in public spreadsheet with his hockey action is available there as well. We're firing off baseball bets. I'm going to update the spreadsheet today and start dabbling in that sport. Get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. .. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the countdown. Let's go another bet that Lundy cannot wager on. So a little hot dog on a stick for him there, buddy. Juwan Roberts of the Houston Cougars. Give me the over on 5.5 rebounds. A heavier juice here, minus 130 at BetMGM. But I am entirely willing to pay it. Now, he only had three boards in the opening round matchup against SIUE, but he only played 20 minutes in that game. Against Creighton, though, or Gonzaga, excuse me, 8 rebounds and 32 minutes played. And I think he's going to be around a similar vicinity tonight against Purdue. You know, Roberts has hit the over on this in 6 of his last 7 games, in which he has played at least 22 minutes. I think he's going to play 25 plus, assuming he stays out of foul trouble. Purdue, number 174 in defensive rebounding percentage over their last seven games. And Houston, one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the entire world of college basketball. Why? Roberts gets after it on the glass. Period in the story. They're generating a second chance. 33.9% of their possessions in their last eight contests. Put all together, I think Juwan Roberts, at a minimum, folks, is going to have 6 boards. So give me the over. 5.5 rebounds, minus 130 at BetMGM. Lundy, make the road trip to Wyoming. Fade or follow?
Can I do it in Wyoming? I haven't tried.
I think you can.
Really?
What else can you bet on in Wyoming besides, like, elk?
Oh, nobody's up here betting on wildlife, Brad. Come on now. It's just missed opportunity, man. Now you're just being rude to all of our friends north of Colorado here. I actually, that's a good question. I should find out. It's not that hard of a drive for me to bounce up to Cheyenne. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, again, I can't do it, which means I don't get in and study the college props before we do this podcast. So when we get into the college props, I'm glad you've got them, and I'm glad for everybody around the country that can do it. It's just not like when I sit down and I'm like trying to prep for the old podcast here, I don't really go down this road. So it's kind of, you know, it's like I don't really care what a particular type of sour they have at the brewery because, yeah, I'm not going to order it. So similar thing here. I don't pay attention to your player props because I can't bet them.
Hey, guess what? Road trip to Wyoming, and do me a favor. Buy me some fireworks.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. We got to scratch Lindy's itch. I love Michigan, and I'm going to take them at +8.5 against the Auburn Tigers. I sickly and strangely believe that the Wolverines are going to be a barking dog and a live dog potentially in this game. I grabbed this at a -110 juice there at BetMGM. Michigan, a team is outstanding defensively. I described their outside shooting woes. Again, they're only shooting 27.8% over the last month, but they're netting 54.5% inside the arc, and number 32 as well, an effective field goal percentage defense. They're giving up only 45.2% from two and 30.4% from three. They can play variable paces, so if Auburn wants to rev the engine, they'll play up-tempo. If they want to live in the half court, they'll grind it out, and they're very effective. Why? Because of Golden. And also Danny Wolf, who is a freak of nature, and a guy who I believe is a Larry Bird doppelganger. Look at the man. It's Larry freaking Bird. He's 7 feet. He's got handles like a point guard. He can make outside shots. He can beat you off the dribble. He can flush it. Oh, Danny Wolf's got all the goods, folks. The Yale transfer, I think it's going to be a smarty pants in this game. And you look at Auburn. Very good offensively, 39 in EFG offense in their last 8 games, but they're 154 in EFG defense. They have shown some vulnerabilities here in the last about 6 weeks of the college basketball season, and that is turned ugly here of late. Now, they're still winning games, obviously still alive in this tournament, but Michigan, folks, maybe, just maybe, the first number one seed is going to adios amigo and exit stage left. I think Michigan covers the +8.5, and I will also sprinkle a little action on the money line. But for the sake of the pod, Wolverines +8.5 against the Tigers, -110 at BetMGM. My number one play, Sweet 16, 9-2, Lundy, fade or follow.
I'm very hesitant in this one. As much as I think what May has done, what Michigan, like you look at this, I want to see them pull off the upset just because I'm rooting for chaos.
I root for a Mitten State matchup in the Elite Eight. That state would melt. It would be epic.
I don't think Michigan's going to win. I will tell you that. I think Auburn will pull this off. I will tell you that this is probably a bet that later today I would rather go Michigan +12.5 and then pair it up with something else. And do something really simple like that. Maybe even the equivalent of a roll like an SGP with it and take the total up and then play the under. Just something like that. I'm not quite buying it at the 8.5. I know that if I'm not mistaken, Brad, it opened at 9.5, I think. and then it's come down because of the number of people that are on the Wolverines. This one makes me nervous. I'll alt line it because I think Michigan can keep it close, but this Auburn team is capable of running on them if they want to. And I just don't think I'm concerned about your 8.5.
All right. Yeah, we can work a little alt line magic and you can get all of that jazz right now. Bonus time, bonus time. All the additional bets and tonight's Twisted Scene action. Maybe looking ahead to the matchups already determined in the Elite Eight, Major League Baseball, the NHL, the NBA. Let's freaking go, Lundy. Hook me up with some winners.
Brad, what was practically an automatic bet last year during the baseball season?
There was a lot of automatic bets.
Well, let's
Colorado Rockies fade them on the road.
Bingo. Tampa, take them on the run line in this afternoon. Yep. -1.5. That is even money right now over at BetMGM. They are +100 if you want to take them on the -1.5. Remember, the Rockies suck. I'm here to tell you right now, they're going to lose 100 games again. That is what's going to happen this year. So if you can get even money for them with their opponent on the run line, you go ahead and take that. Kyle Freeland will be on the bump for the Rockies. He's one of my favorite athletes here in town. Super nice guy. But they're not going to win. This is a bad, bad, bad Rockies team, folks. Their win total right now over under is at 58.5.
Wow.
That's an ugly ass number, folks. They're going to lose 100 games again. So once again, what we always do, we fade the Rockies on the road. You take their opponent on the run line. If you recall last year on the spreadsheet, folks, I had that across the top of the spreadsheet and we tracked it all year. And it wasn't until we got into the garbage time in September that we were not in the black on that bet. Okay. So again, Tampa money line. It's also the only afternoon game today. It's a 4 o'clock Eastern time first pitch. So if you're looking to get some afternoon winnings, sort of like we did yesterday with opening day, that is a direction that you can feel free to go. I also, I don't even know what kind of bets you would want to do, but just keep fading Chris Bryant because that dude is toast. He's finished, y'all. Let's start talking about some hockey tonight. Give me a 3-leg chalk here on the money line in the NHL for this evening. There are 6 games that are taking place. These are the 3 from a chalk standpoint that I like the most. Give me Florida at home against the Utah Hockey Club. Give me the Carolina Hurricanes at home against the Montreal Canadiens, and give me Winnipeg at home against the New Jersey Devils. If you do all 3 of those, Florida, Carolina, Winnipeg, you can build that one right now over at DK +179. I really love the payday on that one. If you're looking for one that you got to give up a little bit of the juice, I told you I like Adolis Garcia for his total bases. I also like his HRR, which right now over 1.5 for him on the HRR is a -105. So you got a little bit of the juice in your favor. You're still paying some, but not the standard -115. So the HRR for him over 1.5. Again, that one set up at DK. It's a -105 right now. And then this one you can only play over at ESPN Bet. And that is give me 3 or more on the HRR for Shohei Ohtani. 3 or more. And you can get that at +115 over at ESPN Bet. So go snag him, like I said, on the HRR. ESPN Bet is the only one that gives you alt HRRs that you can play. Shohei's on fire right now, folks. I mean, obviously, they already started because of the Japan series, but that was his second home run of the season that he hit yesterday on opening day. He's a machine. He's a freak. And I'm going to keep riding that for as long as I can. They're taking on the Detroit Tigers and Jack Flaherty, who was with LA, if you recall, for those 10 games last year and then turned around and went back to Detroit here during the offseason. So I think Shohei can take care of business. And again, you got to alt that one, and ESPN Bet is the only place that you can do it. Finally, one guy that is red hot right now, so I'm going to take him for an anytime goal tonight on the ice. That's Jack Eichel of the Vegas Golden Knights. They're taking on Chicago. Vegas might score 6 in this game. And if that's the case, Eichel's got a good shot of putting the biscuit in the basket, +140 for him to have an anytime goal in his last 4 games. four games, he's got five goals and five assists. The guy is absolutely en fuego as Vegas continues to kind of climb up the power rankings and even the odds to wind up hosting or hoisting Stanley Cup trophy here at the end of the season. So all those things lead to me to believe that Jack Eichel will continue to be hot, take him for an anytime goal. More will be up on the spreadsheet, including the fact that yesterday I gave in and I created this year's tab on the spreadsheet for Major League Baseball. So we'll be locking and loading on that. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Why were you firing off those bets? I was doing exactly that on thegamingjuice.com.
So there you go.
I'm going to start populating some of the action, not only for the podcast today, but some additional wagers that I made, a couple of a same game parlays. And here's one that's going to be on that spreadsheet, the Team Wamos parlay play of the day. Let's go out to the best coast, and that is a left coast, and we're going to work in a little two-legger and add a plus option. So it's an SGP plus in the Dodgers game. Give me San Diego plus 2.5 on the run line. Give me one of the races, and Dylan Cease on the alt K line, four more strikeouts. Lights go off on Monday again. And then give me Freddie Freeman to get a hit for the LA Dodgers. And see the juice there at a plus 116. Available at DraftKings Sportsbook. San Diego taking on the Atlanta Braves. They were 4-3 against the Braves last season straight up. And you look at San Diego, already won the first game of this series, 7-4. Dylan Cease, 10.65K per nine a year ago. He struck out at least four batters in 32 of 33 starts. And, you know, that missed opportunity last year didn't come on the first start of the season. Atlanta, he faced them not once, but twice last year at 5Ks and 11Ks in those matchups. All he needs is four. So even if he is on a pitch count, like 80 pitchers or so, he's got the stuff to get it done. And Atlanta, realty free swinging team. And then Freddie Freeman, it's all about the history against Jack Flaherty, the River Dancer there. 6-14 lifetime against him with a home run and six RBIs. I'm no mathematician. That's a 429 batting average with over 1,000 OPS in his career. So to recap, Team Huevos parlay play. A little same game parlay plus, mi amigos, Padres plus 2.5 on the run line. Dylan Cease, four or more strikeouts, and Freddie Freeman just a slap one into the outfield for a hit. Plus 116 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. More action and bonus time. I know we didn't talk Kentucky and Tennessee. I'm just going to rifle off a bunch of wagers that I have in that game. They're all available on that spreadsheet. I'm going to lay the chalk with Tennessee and the 4.5. I know. Kentucky beat them by like 10-plus points in the regular season. I know. Rick Barnes can't coach in the NCAA tournament, though he has a Final Four appearance and though he has three Elite Eight appearances in his career. I'm not going to drive down Narrative Street. I think Tennessee's a better club. They're playing better, exponentially better defensively. Kentucky, like around 270 in the country in AFG defense. I think they're going to get shut down. I think Tennessee is going to roll them in this game. It could be a victory by like 8-14 points here in the end. All I need is for them to cover the 4.5. Also, if you want to go a little two-leg money line, get some extra juice in there, how about Tennessee to win straight up and Michigan State to win straight up? I like the Spartans on the standard spread as well. That is plus 148 on that simple two-leg money line parlay at BetMGM. And one more player prop parlay, SGP style, and Tennessee and Kentucky. Chazanier, three or more made threes. He's rolled over 40% from way downtown this season. And Kobe Brea, three or more made threes. He's also drilling over 40% from way downtown this year. And every time the ball leaves Brea's hand, I think it's going through the hoop. Guy's got one of the best strokes in all of college basketball. So Lair, three or more threes. Brea, three or more threes, plus 155 on that two-leg SGP built at BetMGM. And then looking elsewhere in Major League Baseball, I got one more for you before I get out of here. And I'll give an Elite Eight a couple of picks as well. Let me do the Elite Eight first. Duke and Alabama. You know the scoring is going to be ridiculous, right? So build a same-game parlay. I think the Dukies are going to win this game. So I'm going to probably take Duke at like minus 1.5, take it down from the 6.5. and then take the total down like 7 or 8 points and try to achieve plus 100 or plus 105 on the juice. That's the same game parlay I'm definitely going to fire off on. I'll build that at Caesars. And then Florida, I'm just going to lay the standard line at 6.5. I think they're going to cover. They're going to bounce Texas Tech and the Red Raiders. Grant McCausin, JT Toppin, they've had marvelous seasons. But Florida, right now, the bee's knees on that side of the bracket. I think there's a collision course. Duke at Florida meet in the national title. You want to bet on that? It's still plus 290 right now on that national title matchup there at BetMGM. Finally, in baseball, let's go with the Dodgers and Tigers, shall we? And I'm going to build another same-game parlay. Give me Detroit, +3.5 on the alt-run line. And give me Yoshi Yamamoto under 6.5 strikeouts. Blake Snell only had 2 Ks last night, game one of this series. Yosh, he had 4 Ks on 72 pitches across the widest pond against my Cubs last time out and his first start of the season. 10.50 K per nine last year. He was under 9 of 18 starts on 6.5 strikeouts. That number's just too high. I know Detroit can be free swinging, but how many pitches is Yamamoto really going to throw? 80, 85 at most? I don't think he's going to go the necessary 100 to get what he will need. Let's strike it on extra batter. So Captain Hook could be a friend and come to play here. So Yoshi Yamamoto under 6.5 strikeouts. Detroit +3.5. That's plus 114 built there at BetMGM. All right, I'm out of breath and we are out of time here on the Feed 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Follow us on X. Lundy always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Bring on the baseball. Yep.